Yoredat, Reishnan, Aleph, Seif, Gimel. So here the Mechaber starts to talk about priorities in which Aniyim take precedence and priority over the others. So let's start with a little review of what some of us learned in Daf Yomi. The Gemara Ksuvis and Daf Mentes tells us, Ba'usha hitkinu shehei adam zam banav v'benosav kishen ktan. In Usha, they instituted that a person should support his little kids. What does it mean, little kids? Rashi explains, until bar or bas mitzvah. The Gemara asks, do we paskin like that? Hilchos kavasai, do we paskin like that? And the Gemara goes on, Toshima, and Rashi explains the Gemara that no, we don't paskin like that. That we can't 100% force a person to support his children above age 6.
I couldn't believe that. No.
Right. So, right. So then the Gemara and Daf Samech Hey Amud Beis over there in Ksuba says that you don't have to support your ketanim, but you have to support your ketane ketanim. Those that are minors, you don't have to support, unless they're super minors. And the Gemara goes on to say, Ad ben sheish, up to age 6, midina yichayev to support them. After 6, you're strongly encouraged to support them. And the Gemara says that they would get up and they would, you know, they might put posters against the person up in the shul. They encourage him very strongly to support his kids until bar or bas mitzvah, but he's not 100% obligated according to the strict halach. Then the Gemara Ksuvis and the Daf Nun brings an apostle into Hillel. Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Oset Tzedaka B'chol Eis. Fortunate is the one who does Tzedaka Shomrei Mishpat. He guards the judgment. Oset Tzedaka B'chol Eis. And he constantly does Tzedaka. So what does it mean? So ask the Gemara, V'chiev Shalasa Tzedaka B'chol Eis? Can you always do Tzedaka? And the Gemara gives a couple of answers. That refers to someone who supports his underage children. And Rashi explains, after age 6, the fact that he lets them live in his house and he feeds them breakfast, lunch, and supper, gives them a little bit of allowance and takes care of them. So every second, we are involved in doing tzedakah for our children between age 6 and 12 or 13, or perhaps, that says Kshin Ktan. I mean, I don't know, it shouldn't be any different if they're, now they're bar and bas mitzvah, they still have no money, and so you're still taking care of them. So that would also seem to be tzedakah b'chol eis. But the Gemara specifically refers from age 6 to bar or bas mitzvah. Then Gemara gives another answer, one who raises an orphan in his house, and he's always doing tzedakah because the orphan is constantly benefiting from the host family. Okay. Now, there, the pasuk, one of the pasukim that talks about tzedakah, the pasuk says, "Ki yebucha evyon, when there will be with you a pauper, me'achad achecha, from one of your brothers, be'achad she'aracha, in one of your gates, be'artzacha, in your land, Asher Hashem Elokecha no saying love that Hashem has given you, so don't be cheap. Lo sa'amit es levavcha, lo sikmos es yodcha me'achicha evyon. Do not hold back, do not tighten your heart and your hand. Rather, the next pasuk says, ki pasoach tiftach et yodcha lo, open your hand and give and take care of him. So the braisa, this is a sifri. And the Sifri Darish is a pasuk. It says from one of your brothers, Achicha or Achecha, that refers to Achicha me'avicha. That refers to your brother from your father. Me'achad Achecha, from one of your brothers, that refers to your brother from your mother. It also teaches us, Melamed, that if you have two half brothers that are in need, the half brother from your father takes precedence over the half brother from your mother. Then the pasuk says, "Be'achad she'arecha," in one of your gates. That teaches us a very famous, important, and famous halacha: "Anche ircha kodim la'anche ircha cheres." Aniye ircha kodim. The aniyim of your city take precedence to the aniyim of other cities. Pasuk continues, Ba'artzacha. So the Medra says, Yoshe Eretz Yisrael Kodesh Yoshe Chutzlartz. The Aniye Eretz Yisrael take priority over the Aniyim of Chutzlartz. Then it's Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosei Lach, and that includes the mitzvah to also support Aniyim in Chutzlartz. Okay, that is the Sifri, brought down by the Smag, brought down by the Mordechai, brought down here by the Beis Yosef. Okay, so that is a bunch of background. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeh, Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. Hanosein lebanov ubnosov hagidolim she'enu chayev b'mezonos seyem. One who is supporting his sons and daughters, adult sons and daughters, she'enu chayev b'mezonos seyem. What does gedoli mean? Says the shach sifkat and dalad. Dainu she'em b'seirim al sheish. Shach sifkat and dalad tells us they are older than 6 years old. That's what he's calling gedoli. It means the under six, you have to take care of them. That's not called tzedakah, and that's not called, whatever. It's just an obligation you have. But here, since I'm not 100% obligated, why? So he says, why am I doing it? Why are you doing it? Kedei lelamid es abanim Torah, to enable you to teach your sons Torah. Ulahanhig abanos b'derach yishara, in order to properly raise your daughters. Okay, so that's one category. Supporting my children. Young children above the age of 6. Continues the Mechaber. V'chein, similarly. Hanosi matanos la'aviv. One who gives gifts to his father. V'heim tshrichim lahem. And they, the children or the parents, need him to take care of them. Harei zeh b'chlat tzedakah. That is included in tzedakah. Now, if one's parents are poor and he wants to take care of them and use his meiser money for that, so that's not so simple. Even though here it sounds like it's okay, it's called tzedakah, but look at the shach, sifkat and hay. V'im yado maseges, if he can afford to take care of his parents, tavo me'era, cursed be the one. L'misha mefarnes is avi b'mos tzedakah. Cursed is the one who supports his father from Ma'os tzedakah, from tzedakah money. That means if you can't afford it, so you can't afford it, then you can use your tzedakah money. But if you can afford it, your tzedakah money does not go to your parents. You go above and beyond your tzedakah money or your ma'aser money and take care of your parents the way you are supposed to. Okay, so A, if I support my children above age 6, it's called tzedakah. B, if I take care of my parents, it's also called tzedakah, but there it's a lack of kibud av v'em, it's disrespectful. I shouldn't take care of my parents from tzedakah money if I don't have to. V'la'o, not only is it called tzedakah, ela she'tzarech la'akdimo ma'acherim. They take precedence over others. V'afilo eino b'no, v'lo aviv. Now, even if it's not your son and father, those are super close relatives. Even if it's not your son, or if it's not your father, Ela Krovo, it's a different relative. Sarech lakdimo l'chol adam. Relatives come first. What do they say? Charity starts at home. Tzedakah starts with one's relatives. Not only that, not only is it called tzedakah, they are the priority. And when I'm figuring out to whom to give tzedakah, I should give it for, I must first give it to my relatives. He has a poor brother, he has a poor uncle, he has a poor cousin, he has a poor nephew. He must give precedence to his family members. And now we're going through the part of the list that we saw in the Braisa. The Sifri. V'achiv me'aviv kozen l'achiv me'imo. His half-brother from his father takes precedence over his half-brother from his mother. V'aniyei beiso kozen l'aniyei iro. The aniyim of his house come before the aniyim of his city. What is that referring to? Not sure. V'aniyei iro kozen l'aniyei iracheres. And the aniyim of his city take precedence over the aniyim of other cities. Haganot says Ramah. V'hakvuim ve'ir kruim ani ha'ir v'em kodim l'anim achirim habonim l'sham imakomos achirim. So the Ramah here is kind of alluding now, just because someone sleeps overnight to collect money in Beitar does not make him aniyei ircha. He doesn't live in Beitar. So that's a discussion. How long, what does it mean? So here the Ramah says he's kavua. This also comes up at the beginning of Chel Kemishabura by Mos Chitim, Kimcha de Pisra. How long does a person have to be living in the city to be considered part of the city? A, that he's obligated to give to whatever the city tells him to give to, and B, to receive money from the specific city charity. And you talk about 30 days or a year, that's the discussion. Here the Ramah just tells us he's kavua. So the Bir HaGra, Ois Hei, brings down from Yerushalmi regarding Ma'os Chitim by Pesach, Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. But then, next Bir HaGra brings down from a Tosefta, at the end of Peya, 30 days is considered Ke'an Shehei. Okay. So I have to get back to you on that one. Continues the Mechaber. The Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael Kodmin the Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz. Poor people in Eretz Yisrael take precedence over those that live in Chutz La'aretz. Now, so who takes precedence? I live in America. I live in wherever, Chutz La'aretz, Nova Scotia. I have poor people in Nova Scotia, and they have people contacting me from Eretz Yisrael. What takes precedence? Is it Aniyei Ircha Kodmin? Or, which would be Nova Scotia, or is it Aniye Eretz Yisrael Kodmin? So I had this, at least once, contacted someone for tzedakah, and he told me, I take care of my local Aniyim. Then I asked him again, he got a little bit upset at me, I told you, I take care of my local Aniyim. Kala Kavod, you take care of your local Aniyim, I take care of my local Aniyim, and I give my money over here. So, but we are Ani Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that takes precedence over the Aniyim of Nova Scotia. Look at the Shach, quoting the Bach, Mashma. So, Ani Ircha Koymel Ani Iracheres, Mashma Afil Iracheres, Shel Eretz Yisrael. It means it's the Bach is explicit. The Aniyim of my city, Nova Scotia, take precedence over the Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael. But if I'm living in Nova Scotia and they come to me from Eretz Yisrael, and they come to me from London, so then my priority should be to give to the Aniye Eretz Yisrael over the Aniye London. Then there's a discussion, what about Yerushalayim? Does Yerushalayim take precedence over the rest of Eretz Yisrael? So if I live in Beitar, the Kupa Beitar takes precedence over the Kupa of Bnei Brak. What about Yerushalayim? So for sure, Aniye Ircha comes before the Aniye Yerushalayim. So look in the Pisrei Tshuva Oiz Dalit. I am B'Tshuva Chasam Sofer. Simi Reish Lam Yigim Hashem Dalit. Sheherich Ma'od. Very lengthy Tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer. The Yesh Latim Yoshe Yerushalayim Al Yoshe Shar HaYaros Eretz Yisrael. You're sitting in New York, and you have someone coming from Yerushalayim and someone coming from Bnei Brak, the priority goes to the one from Yerushalayim. Now, you could get both. Obviously, it's better. But I guess he doesn't have enough to get both. V'chol ha'kedimos in el ha'akdim lo lidchos nefashos. So when we talk about priority, it doesn't mean that we have to do day machsoro and buy the poor people who used to have cars in Yerushalayim, we have to buy them cars before we give Shabbos food to people in Bnei Brak. That's not what it means. It means if I have a choice to whom to give Shabbos food, I give to Yerushalayim. If I can give both, that's fantastic. They both have Shabbos food, and now I want to up their level, which we said qualifies as tzedakah, day machzoro, what they're lacking. So then I go to Aniye Yerushalayim over Aniye Bnei Brak, as I would go to Aniye Eretz Yisrael over Aniye London. So continues the Pisrei Tshuva Oiz Dalet. Now came if shneim shavim, if they're both even steven, shetzichim hachayos nafsham b'lechem tzar, they both need bare minimum. They don't have food to eat. Ne'amar zekodim, and I don't have enough to give both food to eat, two aniyim come at the same time. I mean, when dealing with kupot, it's more complicated, because unless you're a billionaire, you can give as much money as you want, you're never going to solve the poverty in Yerushalayim, unfortunately, and you're never going to solve the poverty. Well, two people come to me, one is a poor man from Yerushalayim, one's a poor man from Bnei Brak. So, if I only have enough money for one of them, I give the one from Yerushalayim. If the one from Yerushalayim already has food to eat, but he's looking to, for the next level up, whatever it is, he's making a wedding doesn't take priority over the guy from Bnei Brak who doesn't have food to eat. But when they're on equal footing, then the Aniye Yerushalayim come before the Aniye rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the Aniye Eretz Yisrael come before the Aniye Chutz La'aretz. Aval, continues the Pesukei Teshuva, Kishiyesh Anshi Yerushalayim Afilu Rak Lechem Tzar, if they have bread to eat, Shuv Enem Shum Tviya Ad Shigiyah Lekalechem Ayaretz Acheres Gamkin Kishir Zeh. You can't come and say, I'm from Yerushalayim, I take precedence, you have food to eat, the people in Bnei Brak don't have food to eat, so they come first. You just each level, as you bump up the level, Yerushalayim takes precedence over other cities, and Eretz Yisrael takes precedence over the rest of the world. Now, it's very interesting. It should end there, but if you look at the end of the Pesukei Teshuva here, he's quoting the end of the Teshuva of the Chasam Sofer. This is one of the famous Teshuvas of Chasam Sofer where he did not appreciate the celebration that Lag BaOmer has turned into, even though it's not relevant over here. It doesn't seem to be relevant to Chasdok at all. The last line says, "Sham beinyan lag b'omer, sham minig ben yoshi eretz Yisrael, sheb mimerchok yovu l'ir hakodesh tzvat." They come from far and wide, all over Eretz Yisrael, to the holy city of Tzvat, the osin yom simcha lahadlaka, and they make a yom simcha and light bonfires. Ein daito nocha b'zeh. He was not happy with such a practice. He did not approve.
Who was leaving Yerushalayim to go to Tzvat?
Anywhere. That's the whole idea. He didn't like. Okay, I don't know. I have to see it inside.
What's that to do with this? Why is he putting it
in? I have no idea what it's doing here. No idea. It's in the same tshuva for some reason. Why is it in the same tshuva? I don't know. Maybe the same person asked two questions. One about Tzlach, one about Lag BaOmer. I know he talks about in the old days they would take good furniture and good clothing and just throw it in the bonfire. And he speaks very strongly against it. It's about Tashla, so you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. And it could be the whole idea of turning it into a yomtiv. He was also opposed to that. That's what it sounds like from over here. That they make a yom simple adlaka. He didn't was not in favor. Okay, continue the Ramah. Hagar, no. Parnasas atzma kodemes l'chal adla. Ein l'chay l'asit tzedaka atchilo parnasato. Okay, now if I don't have food to eat, so obviously I don't have to give it to someone else. I'll take care of myself first. Pasuk says, v'chei achicha imach. You should have your brother live with you. You should support your brother. But imach, with you. Chayecha koidmin, you take precedence. That's the famous Gemara when two people are walking in the desert. If I have a thing of water, the other guy does it. My life comes before my friend's life. I can't kill my friend to save my life. But if I have water and it's enough to save me, I save myself before I save anybody else. So same thing financially. I'm first responsible to support myself before I'm responsible to support other people. After I have what I need, not what I need doesn't mean that I have a Ferrari. What I need, I can feed myself. And then my parents are next in line after me. If God forbid they're poor. The hey kodim parnasas banav, and parents come before the children. Then come the children. The hey kodim l'achiv, and then come before your brother. Behem kum the shakrovim, your brother comes before your other relatives. Vakrovim kum the shchenov, and the relatives come before the neighbors. Ushchenov come before anche iro. So it's not just, so that's what they started in Beitar, different sections of the kupa. There's the Hadas neighborhood, and the Dek, Tamar, well, I forgot even what they're called. Zayit, or Tamar, Esro, whatever they're called. So, my first responsibility is for my neighbors, my relatives, after my neighbors, my local neighbors. Then, Anshi Iro, the Iracheres, I have to take care of my own townspeople before other townspeople. And the same, God forbid, if you're dealing with redeeming captives, Sarachlif Dosan. So that is the order to redeem captives. Sif Dalit. Kofin ha'aba zun b'no ani. We force a father to feed his poor son. Ba'afilu gadol. Even if the son is a gadol. Kofin also yosu mishar ha'shirim shev'ir. Now, it's going to be, you know, he's in the city, so you got to take care of everybody in your city. But the father's responsibility comes before the neighbors to take care of this ani, so they'll force the father to take care of his son. Hagav v'chein shakrovim. And the coming separation is that. Okay. That is Reish, Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalet.